Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Codebreaker Girls by Ellie Curzon is a World War II historical mystery centered on women recruited into Britain's secret war work, where language, logic, and discretion become weapons. Set against the pressure cooker atmosphere of wartime intelligence, the story follows a group of young women drawn into codebreaking and the tight-knit, competitive environment that comes with it. As they learn to decipher enemy signals and navigate strict rules of secrecy, the novel blends workplace intrigue with personal stakes friendships forged under strain. Romantic complications shaped by uncertainty, and the constant fear that one mistake could cost lives. With the wider war unfolding in the background, the book leans into the suspense of hidden identities and fractured loyalties, using a mystery structure to explore what it meant to serve in the shadows. It is designed for readers who enjoy page-turning tension alongside the emotional realities of wartime sacrifice and moral ambiguity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recruitment into the hidden war and the price of secrecy. A major focus of the novel is the moment ordinary life gets interrupted by extraordinary necessity. The story explores how wartime Britain pulled talented women into intelligence roles that were rarely discussed, even with family. The recruitment process is not simply an exciting opportunity, it is also a contract with silence. Characters are asked to leave familiar places, accept new identities or cover stories, and adapt to rules that can feel dehumanizing. This secrecy becomes a constant pressure that shapes every relationship, from friendships in the workplace to connections back home. The book uses this premise to create mystery tension when nobody can say what they do. Misunderstandings multiply and suspicion comes easily. Beyond plot mechanics, the theme highlights a genuine historical dynamic, the way intelligence work demanded emotional compartmentalization, and how that could erode trust even among allies. The narrative also examines the gendered nature of this recruitment, showing women evaluated for skills and temperament, then placed in roles where they must prove themselves while being discouraged from seeking recognition. That contradiction fuels both conflict and motivation, giving the characters a reason to push harder while carrying burdens they cannot share. Secondly, codebreaking as craft patterns, discipline, and teamwork under pressure. The novel treats codebreaking not as magical intuition, but as a demanding craft built on repetition, precision, and collaboration. Readers see how progress often comes from small increments, spotting a pattern, checking assumptions, eliminating false leads, and documenting work carefully so others can verify it. This methodical rhythm creates its own suspense, because time is always the enemy. In FIME, each delay can mean an attack not prevented or a convoy not protected, so the everyday act of solving becomes morally charged. The book also emphasizes teamwork. Even when individual brilliance matters, success depends on sharing findings, coordinating shifts, and trusting colleagues to continue the chain of logic. That interdependence creates fertile ground for both camaraderie and conflict, especially in an environment where competition and secrecy coexist. The story can use technical challenges as narrative obstacles. A stubborn cipher becomes a puzzle that drives scenes forward, while errors, fatigue, and resource constraints raise the stakes. Importantly, the workplace becomes a microcosm of wartime society, where people from different backgrounds are thrown together and judged on performance. This balance of procedural detail and character dynamics gives the novel its distinctive flavor as a historical mystery rather than a purely romantic or purely military story. Thirdly, rivalries, friendships, and the politics of recognition. Another key topic is the social ecosystem inside a secret unit, where people are both partners and rivals. The characters must rely on one another, yet promotions, praise, and coveted assignments can make trust fragile. The book explores how friendship forms quickly in crisis, but also how easily it can be tested by envy, miscommunication, or perceived betrayal. Because the work is classified, the normal ways of earning status are distorted. You cannot talk publicly about achievements, and even internal recognition may be constrained by hierarchy, gender expectations, or favoritism. This creates an atmosphere where small slights feel large, and where rumors can become a kind of currency. The novel uses this to deepen its mystery elements. If a leak or sabotage is suspected, personal grievances become plausible motives, and every interpersonal tension casts a longer shadow. At the same time, the story highlights the protective side of female friendship in wartime. Shared meals, shared exhaustion, and shared fear provide relief from relentless pressure. The book can show how women supported one another through grief and uncertainty, even while navigating romantic entanglements or family worries. By focusing on relationships as both strength and vulnerability, the narrative connects personal stakes to national stakes in a way that keeps the reader emotionally invested. Fourthly, suspicion and sabotage, building a mystery inside intelligence work. The historical setting lends itself naturally to mystery because intelligence organizations thrive on doubt, compartmentalization, and risk management. The novel leverages this by introducing questions about loyalty, integrity, and hidden agendas. When outcomes are life or death and information is tightly controlled, a missing document or an unexplained error becomes more than an inconvenience. It becomes a potential catastrophe. The narrative uses the tools of classic suspense secrets layered on secrets, partial information, and the unsettling feeling that someone is watching. Characters must decide whom to trust while knowing that even innocent behavior can look incriminating under wartime paranoia. And this tension is heightened by the reality that the enemy can exploit any weakness, including personal relationships. The book can also explore how internal security measures, while necessary, can feel oppressive to those subjected to them. Interviews, background checks, and surveillance create an atmosphere where truth is slippery and everyone has something to hide, even if it is harmless. The mystery thread becomes a way to examine moral ambiguity, what counts as betrayal, what counts as survival, and how fear can distort judgment. By embedding a Wu Jianet-style problem within the machinery of code-breaking, the novel keeps its plot tight while still allowing space for emotional and ethical complexity. Lastly, identity, resilience, and the long tail of wartime choices, beyond puzzles and peril, the book explores how Secret Service reshapes identity. The characters are not only doing difficult work, they are becoming different people under pressure. They learn to mask emotions, to function with limited information, and to accept that success may never be publicly acknowledged. This has psychological consequences, pride mixed with isolation, purpose mixed with loneliness, and bravery mixed with fear of failure. The novel also examines resilience in a grounded way. Resilience is not presented as endless toughness, but as a cycle of strain and recovery, where small comforts and human connection matter. Wartime choices ripple outward, affecting romance, family ties, and personal ethics. The story highlights how young women had to grow up quickly, making decisions that carried consequences beyond their years. It also acknowledges the broader reality that the war did not end neatly for individuals, even when victory arrived. The skills learned in secrecy, the losses endured, and the compromises made could linger. This theme adds depth to the mystery plot by showing what is truly at stake, not only the outcome of an operation, but the preservation of self. By tying historical circumstances to intimate transformation, the novel offers readers both suspenseful momentum and an emotionally resonant coming-of-age arc. In conclusion, this book suits readers who like fast-paced WWA historical fiction with a strong mystery engine, and especially those interested in women's wartime roles in intelligence and the human stories behind secret work. If you enjoy plots built around hidden motives, tight-knit teams, and the high stakes of information, the setting provides a natural source of suspense while still leaving room for relationships, rivalry, and personal growth. The potential benefit for readers lies in its reminder that courage is often quiet. It can look like persistence through exhausting shifts, choosing integrity when shortcuts tempt, and protecting others even when credit is impossible. It also offers a lens on how community forms in difficult times, showing the practical power of friendship and shared purpose. Compared with similar WWWA novels that focus mainly on battlefront action or sweeping romance, this one stands out by using the workplace of code-breaking as the central arena for danger and discovery. That angle allows for a different kind of tension, where intellect, discipline, and trust matter as much as physical risk. If you want a gripping story that balances historical atmosphere with page-turning mystery, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Ellie Curzon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.